This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who was a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And welcome aboard. It's the crazy train and everything else here on Agenda 21 Radio. Really happy to have you as a listener. I know that you are the exceptional American that I talk about every single day on this radio show. All of you out there in the United States of America. You citizens, you, and you that are out there yearning to become a citizen of the United States of America. A lot of things going on. I'm telling you, it is just another banner news day. We are just into mega, 24/7, 365. It's just absolutely craziness. Now, okay, so this is what is going on. I'm gonna lay it out. We're gonna get into the evil stuff. Because the timing is, we're going to have the discussion right now, because I got to set you up. There's going to be more to come. The revelations about this topic are going to be mind-boggling, disturbing. I think most of the kids are off to school now, except on the West Coast. So, but you need, parents, you need to have a listen up to what we're going to be talking about here. When this topic comes up, as the days and weeks go on, I'll explain everything to you about this topic. It's a very disturbing I've had specialized training in it, and you guys, some of you are already picking up where I'm coming from this. Anyway, we have the situation that has developed with the spy ring, if you will, in the House of Representatives, of which it is becoming ever more apparent that our California Attorney General Javier Becerra has been deeply involved in a, well, espionage ring of a first-rate one. In fact, he hired those that were working really hard with the espionage ring in 2004. And these guys have passed on a whole bunch of secrets, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz and everybody, they are all a part of it. Now, from stage left, enters Anthony Weiner with his, well, his computer. I know what you're thinking, but he enters with his computer. The computer that has all this information that has been dumped in it from all sorts of places, including Hillary Rodham Clinton emails never before seen before. He's got them. You know, the ones that everybody's been looking for? Well, apparently he has them and more in that computer. That's why he got a light sentence. Okay? All right. Now, in that computer, we highly suspect, and the probability is what we would consider to be highly probable, that Anthony Weiner has information about pedophile rings that go all the way to the top, to the bottom, that they run the gamut, worldwide pedophile rings. Now let's talk about Michael Flynn. And we've covered this story. We're the only one to cover it. We've outed what that meeting was about with the Russian ambassador, with Michael Flynn, that the Clintons and Comey, all these people were just absolutely going ballistic about, that ultimately drove Flynn to resign 24 days into his tenure as a security advisor to President Donald J. Trump. He took one for the Gipper, basically, but he was given a note and a whole list of things that included, well, very sophisticated pedophile rings that involved flying children around the globe for sexual gratification for some of these world elites. Yeah, you know, can you imagine being a pilot of a 747 or a large aircraft like that, and you're hauling children because it's okay for you to do that? Y'all haul anything anywhere? Quotes one of those pilots. And even if it's children, they'll haul them anywhere. Can you imagine that? Living with yourself, knowing you're making a living as a pilot, hauling children around for all these elites in your 747. Can you imagine that? I mean, you might want to haul Jerry Brown around. Maybe you might want to haul him to, you know, Rio de Janeiro. Just a little sideline there. But so here we have the situation now with these pedophile rings. And the Russian ambassador, not real pleased, and the Russians in general, not real pleased with the pedophile rings going on in Russia. And just happens to give up a whole bunch of information to Flynn, who gives it to other people. And boy, the pushback on Flynn got him to resign. That's really what happened. Okay, so now this stuff is coming out, a lot of this stuff, and we're able to connect dots. So I'm sure that the Justice Department has that list, and they've also got the Anthony Weiner information. And now, all of a sudden, I mean, just out of nowhere, Hollywood seems to be going topsy-turvy. I look at Hollywood as kind of like that centralized point for the pedophile rings that are out there, child molestation pedophile rings. I do. And the reason I do that is because of my specialized training that I received from the Los Angeles Police Department in crimes against children's task force business. And that was back in 1986, and nothing has changed. Well, it's gotten worse, of course. It's gotten bigger. It's expanded. And now you have Harvey Weinstein, who's taking a powder, right? He's doing some sort of rehab, sexual rehab, really, for all of it. But, you know, there's Harvey Weinstein. And then we hear from Dr. Jim Garrow and others about these yachts in which these, well, sexual deviants that are bringing children in and out are using these yachts to transport these children around. And Harvey Weinstein has a big one. But if I was President Barack Hussein Obama and I was vacationing and I was in Tahiti, maybe I probably wouldn't want to stay on a very large yacht. But that's just me. But I see, I know what he probably doesn't know, and now you know what I know. Okay, now where's all this going? Well, this whole thing with Harvey Weinstein, this is an interesting thing. It says, blood in the water, Harvey and the tampon caper. That's on Drudge. Actor alleges designer Giannotti Versace sexually harassed him. Oh, this is the one that's so relevant, though. Corey Feldman to expose pedophile network. Now, I don't know why I would bring up Corey Feldman. And by the way, if you've seen Corey Feldman and understand what he went through as a young child, young actor, this is the classic stuff that we learned about back in 86 and how he has been handled. And we come back from the break. We're going to play a little bit of what Corey has to say. Now, this comes by way of Paul Joseph Watson. And by the way, I help people sometimes that have been sexually, well, trafficked. And I know all about that stuff. And I know they've wanted me to speak about this for a long time. And so now we're having the conversation. And maybe we can all learn from this and strengthen each other so that we can prevent these kind of things from happening. Or at least be on the lookout. Be on the lookout for these rings so we can break them up. Because what they do is pure evil. And I mean pure evil. Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
For any emergency, Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
The Feather River Tea Party Patriots presents their inaugural meeting Monday, October 23rd at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Crossroads Community Church at 445 B Street, Yuba City. Come join us for the new Feather River Tea Party Patriots inaugural meeting. Our special guest speaker will be Paul Preston of Agenda 21 Radio. Paul Preston will tell us what's really going on with the Las Vegas shooting, forest fires in Northern California, the sanctuary state, and the new California state, and more. Everyone is welcome. There is no membership requirement and no cost to attend. Doors open at 6 p.m. Come early to register, socialize with like-minded patriots, and get a good seat. That's the Feather River Tea Party Patriots inaugural meeting Monday, October 23rd, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., Crossroads Community Church, 445 B Street in Yuba City, California. You can call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Be there.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
I'm sorry. I just got a little bit excited there about what was really, truly going on. And, you know how it is. Okay, so the situation with the pedophile rings worldwide. And it's a very grisly network. It's very disgusting, very vulgar. And, you know, this is the subhuman stuff that goes on. And I just can't say enough evil things about this. And again, I've had to deal with this world. I've testified against people, investigated things with the law enforcement and people. And it's just awful. And I get really disturbed by it. But, you know, I have to do it. I just have to explain everything. Okay, so Corey Feldman has announced, apparently by way of Paul Joseph Watson on InfoWars, that he is going to expose members of a Hollywood pedophile network while describing a frightening incident during which two trucks drove towards him at high speed. It says here, appearing in a YouTube video, Feldman said he wants to bring to light what is happening in the world of entertainment as far as perverts and pedophiles are concerned. So let's chime in here. Let's see what we got here in terms of an article. And let's see if it turn up the volume.
I'm coming to you today to talk to you about what's on everybody's mind. I told everybody a few days ago that I had a plan to try and hopefully bring to light what is happening in the world of entertainment as far as perverts and pedophiles and all of the topics of what we've been discussing. Ever since I even discussed the fact that I have this plan, my life has turned into utter chaos. You can probably tell by the sound of my voice. It's pretty ripped up because of the devastation of what I've been through the past few days. I've experienced things like never before. I mean, I've been silenced my whole life, but just over the past few days since I made that announcement, I've been arrested. I had a near-death experience last night where I felt like I was almost going to be killed. Two trucks came speeding at me at the same time on a crosswalk. And then several of my band members decided to quit because they're afraid for their lives. I don't know what got into their heads. I don't know what they're afraid of all of a sudden, but they just left. And I'm very alone, but I need to protect myself, and I need to protect my family. I need additional security, and I need a legal team to help represent me so that I can fulfill this mission. What I'm proposing is a plan that I believe can literally change the entertainment system as we know it, and I believe that I can also bring down, potentially, a pedophile ring that I've been aware of since I was a child. Right off the bat, I can name six names. One of them who is still very powerful today. And a story that links all the way up to a studio. It connects pedophilia to one of the major studios. I am very afraid to do this. It's not easy. I've been living in fear and been living with this my entire life. As most victims have, I've been made to feel awkward, misunderstood, and I've been degraded at great levels. Rumors have been told, stories have been made up about me, and I've been insulted and degraded in ways that were unimaginable to me, all because they fear what I know as the truth. And I'm not alone. I know that there's thousands others that have experienced what I've experienced in the entertainment industry. I also know that there's peers of mine who know exactly what I'm talking about and know all the details, but have been afraid to come forward with their own truths. I am using this to draw a line in the sand, to say to the Hollywood community, we are better than this. I know that we can stand together as one. We can be united. And we can create an affront. Those good people out there, there's plenty of them that I've become friends with over the years. They can help me right now. You guys can take my side and we can stand together. But additionally, not just the entertainment industry, the entire world, the entire planet can come together over this issue. Because our children are the most sacred things we have. Who could even dream of robbing an innocent child of their life experience? It's not fair and it must end. So I'm begging you to join me and let our voices be heard. I've lived in shame and fear my entire life, and so have millions of others. And now we have the ability to let our voices be heard and break the dam of silence. I propose to do this by making a film that will be the most honest and true depiction of child abuse ever portrayed, by telling my own story in a very real way, in a very honest way, with no editing, no censorship, no studio behind it. I will make the film, I'll direct the film, I'll produce the film, and I will self-distribute it to guarantee that it gets a theatrical release with your donations. Additionally, it will help me buy the security and the legal team that I need to protect my family until the project is released. And once it's done, I believe that we can revolutionize the film industry in a way that we can root out the evil and make it safe for our kids again. So please join me in this fight. I know that together we can stand strong.
Well, that's Corey Feldman. And by the way, he's telling a very typical story of a child, a pedophile ring, and somebody who's been molested in that. You know, a very good friend of mine is a probation person in another state, and he works with adjudicated minors in who've been charged with sex crimes, and also in jail, teenage boys that have been sexually abused themselves, but were also, of course, abusing children, young children, and so on. They get themselves back into it, and the deviancy is just absolutely over the top when you get into that level, where my friend has worked as a counselor for years, as a psychologist, actually, for years. And one of the bottom line questions I always ask them, is when you get to the level, and Corey is not at that level, he's at a different level here, he's been the victim, but the person perpetrating the victim, perpetrating their crime on the victim, is the big question mark. What are they like mentally? What are they like psychologically? How do they do their deviancy? And one of the things I always ask him, I said, once you're a deviant of this nature, once you have been abusing children as a human being, is there any way to go back? And the answer is always 100% no. They can't. And you know, it gets to the different levelings of the abused children. Some perpetrators like different ages and so on. That's where you get pedophile to child molesting and so on. And I say, can they come back? Can they be rehabilitated? The answer is always never. That is perhaps the worst of all of it. When children being abused turn to be abusers themselves, and the cycle continues. And if we can stop Hollywood, if we can bring this out, it's a major blow. A major blow to this whole pedophilia ring. Because the wink, wink, nod, nod by all these people with so much money and so much access to media, if we can stop that and have a squared up look, things will change. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
The Feather River Tea Party Patriots presents their inaugural meeting Monday, October 23rd at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Crossroads Community Church at 445 B Street, Yuba City. Come join us for the new Feather River Tea Party Patriots inaugural meeting. Our special guest speaker will be Paul Preston of Agenda 21 Radio. Paul Preston will tell us what's really going on with the Las Vegas shooting, forest fires in Northern California, the sanctuary state, and the new California state, and more. Everyone is welcome. There is no membership requirement and no cost to attend. Doors open at 6 p.m. Come early to register, socialize with like-minded patriots, and get a good seat. That's the Feather River Tea Party Patriots inaugural meeting Monday, October 23rd, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., Crossroads Community Church, 445 B Street in Yuba City, California. You can call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Be there.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. A couple of other stories. We got to clean up and do a little house cleaning here today, which I find absolutely amazing. I'm going to run down the list here. Narco-terror Mexican cartel operators busted with explosive drone. We covered this yesterday. We got the whole story up on Agenda 21 Radio, as well as a whole bunch of other stories about the cartels. Now, another story, California jobs. This is our own Chris Street now for Breitbart. Government booms while private sector crawls. This is what Obama did. He got the government jobs because he would throw money at hiring government people. And, of course, he got those jobs for his government cronies while the private sector slipped. And, of course, that's the big takeaway here. Says that California September job growth saw government employment booming at an annualized rate of 12% and the private sector crawling at less than 2%. This is the downturn of the California economy, which is exactly what we've been talking about. The Beacon Economics and University of California Riverside School of Business Center for Economic Forecasting and Development Employment Survey for September estimated that California added 52,000 jobs for the month. Although that sounds like a strong 3.4% annualized job growth, government positions spiked by 27,000, which the private sector only hobbled along with 25,000. It says California's strong September performance helped the state's year-over-year job growth move to up to 1.7%, substantially outperforming gains for the rest of America, which slipped to a growth rate of 1.2. Given the need for employment to grow each month to accommodate population increases, Beacon reported that the California employment rate was unchanged at 5.1%. Now, just think if they didn't have all those government jobs, what that employment rate would look like. Hello, it wouldn't even be that high. It wouldn't even be that high. Now, here's something really interesting. Relative to California, again, this is a little slip slide. Paul Ryan planning to slip amnesty for DACA illegal aliens into spending deal. Okay, we covered that one, but this is the big takeaway, guys. Census. Almost half of Californians' households speak language other than English. If you can believe that. It says here, census. Almost half of Californians' households speak language other than English. California. People in California and one-third of Texans speak a language other than English at home, according to the new Census Bureau report. In 2016, 44.6% of people age 5 or above speak a language other than English at home in California, says the new report, which was highlighted October 24th by CNS News. If children from 0 to 4 are included in the calculation, the percentage will rise above 44.6% because two-thirds of births in 2013 were Latino-Asian mix. Nationwide, 21.6% of people age 5 and older speak a language other than English at home. California leads the states with the highest percentage of people who speak language other than English at home. Now, do you think that has anything to do with the demographic shift and them wanting to do CalExit? Oh, I'm sorry. There goes that opinion thing in my head just dinging off. Ding, 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 ding. Opinion. Here it is. I mean, I've got the tinfoil hat on and my opinion thing just popped right in there. It says 2016, 12.1 million children nationwide age 5 to 17 said they spoke a language other than English at home, up slightly from 12 million to 20 in 2012, according to the data presented by the left-wing Annie E. Casey Foundation. The Census Bureau also says that 18.6% of people in California say they do not speak English very well. But the Bureau reported that the score was 19.4% in 2011. One illiterate illegal immigrant in California who does not speak English at all managed to pass the citizenship test by reciting memorized answers in Spanish, according to a TV report this week. So the demographic, the chart is on our website. It's absolutely unbelievable. And, of course, this has been all part and parcel of what we've been talking about. And the takeover of California and, reestablishment of Mexico in California. That's what this is all about. It says the shared use of English is vital to the nation's politics, according to a 2001 report by conservative leader Phyllis Schlafly, who died in September. She wrote, familiar American political terms cannot be precisely translated into other languages. In particular, the language of the conservative ideology cannot be accurately translated into other languages. The vision of our Constitution and the immense individual liberty and economic opportunity that resulted are inseparable from our language. Our views towards individual rights and privileges is shaped by the language in which those and rights and privileges are defined. Professor Edward Sapphire of the University of Chicago and later of Yale University wrote, "No two languages are ever sufficiently similar to be considered as representing the same societal realities. The theory that people who speak different languages have a different worldview is known as the Sapphire-Whorf hypothesis." We're getting objective reasoning coming in here. I can't believe it. We're being objective, almost scientific. A hypothesis is mentioned. That's me talking now. Even a familiar phrase such as the American dream encounters thorny problems of translation into other languages used in the Americas. Where America does not mean the United States, the American dream cannot be translated as the United States dream because it's not a government dream. It's the dream of the individuals who seek to achieve and prosper in our unique land of the free and opportunity. Land. Many terms fundamental to our American structure of government have no meaning to people in other countries, such as federalism and states' rights. Most of the treaties written under the United Nations auspices make no allowance for the basic fact that many areas of law involve matters within the jurisdiction of several states. Other American political terms that cannot be accurately translated include rule of law, limited government, separation of powers, and gerrymandering. Isn't that interesting? See, this might explain why they're so good on just slipping and ignoring the laws, because they don't understand that there's no real language context for them to understand in Spanish. The language barrier poses particular disadvantages for conservatives and Republicans because there are so many terms that define their ideology that they do not have the same meaning in other languages. The term conservative and conservatism cannot be accurately translated. Less government, limited... these are all things that are... conservatives and Republicans are finding it very difficult. Now, the notion of getting rid of language and kids being held responsible in schools of California for learning English is out the window. Yeah, they stopped that. They're going to start teaching kids in their own native tongue in California now. They're going back to that. A proposition that was floated in 1996 called 227. Required that students, when they graduated from high school, learn how to speak English proficiently by the time they graduated. That was a graduation requirement. But that all went out the window in the last election in 2016 as California rescinded that proposition. That was me saying that. Now, isn't that nice for you to know that California is just on the forefront of destroying the English language? It's all a plan, guys. I saw the plan playing out when I was in education. And here it is. It's now. What are you going to do about it? Well, I'll tell you what. There's only one way to fix it, and that's make a new California. That's why New California has to be established. Visit the website, newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
The Feather River Tea Party Patriots presents their inaugural meeting Monday, October 23rd at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Crossroads Community Church at 445 B Street, Yuba City. Come join us for the new Feather River Tea Party Patriots inaugural meeting. Our special guest speaker will be Paul Preston of Agenda 21 Radio. Paul Preston will tell us what's really going on with the Las Vegas shooting, forest fires in Northern California, the sanctuary state, and the new California state, and more. Everyone is welcome. There is no membership requirement and no cost to attend. Doors open at 6 p.m. Come early to register, socialize with like-minded patriots, and get a good seat. That's the Feather River Tea Party Patriots inaugural meeting Monday, October 23rd, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., Crossroads Community Church, 445 B Street in Yuba City, California. You can call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Be there.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Lots of things going on. So if you speak English, good luck in America, right? Because, you know, this is it. We're being, you know, hoodwinked. And this, of course, is something that is absolutely unacceptable, right? But it's here. It's now. And people are, you know, just saying, hey, no big deal. No big deal at all, but it is very much a big deal what is going on. And we're trying to, of course, settle this whole thing down with everybody understanding that, you know, you got to do something about it. That's why New California State is an important thing. New California State is an important thing. But, you know, that's just me. That's just me. I want to go back to what's going on with this George Webb business. And see if we can't get a little bit of information. This is the thing that's going on in Congress about this trial that is out there. And this George Webb guy has got it kind of really, I think, dialed in as to what is going on with Uranium One. That's sort of a big deal, the Uranium One issue, right? Let's see what George Webb has to say here.
Iwan Contra. This is going to be the big story of the 20th century. I know that sounds a little, it's not arrogant, because it is, it's just true. It has nothing to do with me. It's the story. It's Iwan Contra meets Watergate. So two stories broke yesterday. First of all, Fusion GPS paying for the PP dossier. I think people remember me 60 days ago standing in front of 1050 Connecticut Avenue saying that exact phrase. I said it again yesterday, about 2 hours before the Washington Post story broke yesterday. If you want to see that, 4.3 yesterday. A good friend of mine who's deep trade told me, sometimes you're too far out in front. People forget that you talked about this. So I just want to remind people that I've talked about this Iwan Contra before. I've talked about uranium now for, I don't know, 200 days, uranium being the new twist to Iran Contra. This is now Iwan Contra. Again, if everyone wants to prove me wrong, you can publish the 50. If Grafenstein can publish the 5,100 illegal logins, she can publish the report about the terabytes going to Pakistan, and she can the FBI and Mr. McCabe can publish the suspicious activity reports about the cash going to Pakistan. These are operatives. It's going to be mostly programming in DHS. DISA is not part of DHS, I don't believe. DISA, they're the ones that approve the phones or don't approve the phones. I believe that they've infiltrated, some of the programmers that have stayed at Imran's house have infiltrated DISA in Springfield, I believe, on Leesburg Road. I believe that's the DISA location. So anyway, that's a different story, but If you want to go to yesterday's 4.3, you can see that I was talking about Fusion GPS paying for the PP dossier about 2 hours before the Washington Post story broke. But this is a much bigger story. This story here with Iran-Contra, uranium is the twist. The only difference between the old Iran-Contra, okay, and the same players are involved here in the same ports, the only difference now is the uranium aspect. Uranium is the cover. So it's uranium going out, highly enriched uranium from U.S. nuclear strategic reserves. I call it uranium one, the best uranium that we've got. I believe the reserves are coming from TVA, the Tualatin Valley Authority, Y-12 facility, and I believe also Fort Campbell. And I believe the people that are shipping and trucking this, Daher TLI, Transportation Logistics, I believe is the general contractor. I believe the subcontractor is ACS, Advanced Container Solutions, or something like that. One in Georgia. But it's mainly to supply Charleston and the Savannah ports. I think there's also going to be an ACS down in Florida in Jacksonville. So, and now Gulftainer is going to be the company, I believe, that's going to be doing the backbone shipping. It's not going to change. It's going to be the UAE royal family. It's going to be diplomatic shipping containers. This whole Iran-Contra, this whole uranium one thing, Hillary selling off the strategic reserves of the United States, is going to be, I believe, mainly from Tennessee, the Tennessee supply of highly enriched uranium. The important part about highly enriched uranium is it doesn't have to be spun. Spinning these things in centrifuges, it takes hundreds of centrifuges a whole year, going 24 hours a day, to get just a little bit of uranium. That's why it's so much better to sell off the highly enriched uranium. Bob Mueller knows all about this. He knows exactly the path of the highly enriched uranium all the way.
Oh, my God. This is unbelievable. The actual links where the uranium is coming from in this deal for Uranium One. George Webb, you are the citizen journalist. I'm speechless. I'm speechless. I had to throw this up here. I'll tell you, it's been bugging me. It's not like in the corner of my eyes, So I had to throw this part of this George Webb story. And of course, we started with the uranium one. We're ending the show with the uranium one. A little side trip into language, right? Acquisition. Do you think this is all playing out? So they're shipping, and he's got the details where the shipments are coming from with uranium one, the deal that Hillary Rodham Clinton made. It's going to Iran. Why? This is part of the Iran deal. Hello, get it. They do not need. They're getting highly enriched uranium from our stocks out of Tennessee. It doesn't need to be spun. Now, that means that you have to have centrifuges that are going to spin the uranium to get it to be highly enriched for days on end, hours and hours a day, just to get a small little yield. So that you can make a nuclear bomb. But why do that when you can buy it by way of what Hillary Rodham Clinton has set up, what she brokered? And now you're finding out it's Tennessee connected, it's leaving out of Savannah and other places. Right next, Gulftainer, how's that? It's not too far from the Trident sub base. This is unbelievable. This is incredible. This is way worse than Ethel and Julius Rosenberg. And they were executed. This is 1,000 times worse. Unbelievable. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
The Feather River Tea Party Patriots presents their inaugural meeting Monday, October 23rd at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Crossroads Community Church at 445 B Street, Yuba City. Come join us for the new Feather River Tea Party Patriots inaugural meeting. Our special guest speaker will be Paul Preston of Agenda 21 Radio. Paul Preston will tell us what's really going on with the Las Vegas shooting, forest fires in Northern California, the sanctuary state, and the new California state, and more. Everyone is welcome. There is no membership requirement and no cost to attend. Doors open at 6 p.m. Come early to register, socialize with like-minded patriots, and get a good seat. That's the Feather River Tea Party Patriots inaugural meeting Monday, October 23rd, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., Crossroads Community Church, 445 B Street in Yuba City, California. You can call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Be there.
Best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and of course, our sister website, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Boy, I'll tell you, what a banner day. Unbelievable. We're just all over the map on some of this stuff, but okay, we're going to get into George Webb right now. That's going to be the topic of discussion for me and my staff. This is just unbelievable what we're getting here. And no one's reporting it, so we're going to start reporting it, of course. We're going to see about bonding up with Mr. Webb. George. We call him our friend George. but, you know, this is the uranium has to come from somewhere. Now we're finding out it's coming from Tennessee. Of course, you know, that's the Tennessee Valley Authority and a lot of water there. And what were they doing there? They were producing enriched uranium back in World War II. That's where it all started, isn't it? So why not just go to the source? Why not just buy stockpiles of enriched uranium that's already made from the Americans themselves? Do you think that's what the Iran deal was all about? Was Obama ensuring that Iran would get enriched uranium? I wonder if he can spell treason. I wonder if we're going to go down that rabbit hole, or towards that rabbit hole, or just run freely out in the field. I don't know, but I know one thing. Things are happening. And I do want to say that we're winning, winning, winning. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can email me, paul at a21r.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.